As an individual awakens spiritually, they begin to recognize that they feel love deeply when they give, when they are in a state of giving another. So they associate love with giving. But in truth, love is a nexus point, an expression, a conduit of equilibrium. One cannot know whether the expression of love is giving or the expression of love is taking, for love transcends giving and taking. It is beyond polarities. It is the synthesis of life between what receives and what gives. And what is giving is receiving, and what is taking is giving. And it transcends the polarity, and hence we call it love. Many individuals that graduate spiritually, they're awakened individuals, they accentuate graduating to giving, because to give is a state of releasing propriety over what is in my circle, what is in my dominion. And certainly love is a flowing space, a connectivity with the rush of all that is. And therefore, as one releases the definitions through an act of giving, one awakens to the greater magnitude of the light of love. But as an individual expands further spiritually, they recognize that as they take, as they accept from another, they grant a perception that reinforces the necessity and vitality of each. They reaffirm the interconnectedness. It is a state of humility, a state of equilibrium amongst all, for there are no hierarchies with eternal variables. For every soul is an eternal variable. And to the degree that the soul awakens to the eternity within, that soul is an expression of eternity and cannot weigh or be measured in comparison to another eternal quotient. All are eternal. And as one graduates to a space of eternity, a space of recognizing their inner grandeur as an expression of all that is, the individual will then recognize from a quantum perspective, within spirit, there is great balance. There is no such thing as giving. For as one gives, one receives. And there is no such thing as receiving. For as one receives, one is giving another. One transcends the polarity and recognizes that it is all love. And those that wish to raise the vibration, the resonance, to sound the clarion of the light of love within their circle, they will shed petty definitions of giving and taking. It will shed the polarities. It will shed the primitive paths of judgments. From a quantum perspective, all are love. All is love. Who is one in a state of disconnect will attribute to one that you are giving and you are taking, or you are bountiful and you are impoverished? For in a space of spirit, dimensionalities and worlds, all is in balance. All is in equilibrium. What you witness as giving is taking as well. And what you witness as taking is a profound gift. And what you witness as abundance is impoverishment from another space of all. And what you witness as impoverishment is a space of profound abundance in the light of giving of all. For it all transcends the polarity. It is beyond the definition. It is all love. And it is up to the angel within the material form to expand, to reclaim their heritage, their birthright, reclaim in greater intimacy the light of creation that is love that permeates all within. So that our world will reach a greater equilibrium with all the spaces of all. All the musics can play harmoniously in a passionate re-embrace, recognition of the innate divinity within all. So that all may witness that they were created in love, and all that they do is an actualized expression of that indelible cord.